Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. We're talking today about DTS, the weight loss initiative here at the Prather Practice, and weight loss is very important to people.
Yes.
It's usually the number one resolution, although this year it dropped to the second or third.
It was second.
Was it second?
Second.
What was first? It was actually something about being kinder, or?
Actually, it was money.
Oh, it was money.
Yeah, it was.
I must have saw a different poll.
Yeah, save more, spend less, that type of thing.
Okay.
So money was number one on people's minds, and then number two was their fat.
Okay.
So trim the fat two ways.
That's right. Well, let's talk about obesity. What are the health risks of obesity, and why is it important? You know, why is weight loss? We're talking, though, not about just poundage to lose.
Right.
But it's the fat.
Yeah. The big thing about obesity is it throws off the homeostasis of the body. Mm-hmm. It puts more stress on the cardiovascular system. It changes the endocrine system, changes how the entire physiology of the body works. So as you've got a lot of ramifications that are important. And the main thing we try to emphasize with people on weight loss is it's all about the health, not the sex appeal, shall I say. I mean, that's important and important to people.
Right.
But more important is the health of the individual.
And when you feel better, you're going to have more sex appeal.
Correct. Mm-hmm. The big things on that, of course, is cardiovascular.
Mm-hmm.
There's a much higher risk of cardiovascular disease that occurs. It takes a lot more energy from the heart to pump blood through fat than it does through muscle, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It also causes problems with the flow of the blood. There's more fat that circulates through the blood system when you're obese. There are also problems with the heart, integrity of the heart. There's an awful lot that occurs. So you have a much greater risk of cardiovascular disease the higher the fat percentage that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Also, cancer, the number one and number two killers. Many of the cancers are associated with obesity. The higher the obesity, the more likely, especially endocrine type of cancer. So breast cancer, prostate cancer in men all go up much, much higher, the higher the obesity rate, because it throws off the balance of the endocrine system. The endocrine system is off balance, and then you start to have a higher risk of certain types of cancer. Colon cancer is also increased quite a bit with obesity. You're also talking about type 2 diabetes. Mm-hmm. With an increased risk and all the things that go along with that. Higher hip fractures, higher the obesity rate is. So there's a tremendous amount of things that occur when you start to put on extra pounds, because those extra pounds are killers.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you just talked about the number one and number two killers.
Yes.
Cardiovascular and cancer.
Right.
Yeah.
So it just cuts down on your ability for a longevity, one of the biggest risks.
Okay. Well, what is the scientific definition of obesity?
And that's one of the things that is important to understand. Oftentimes, when you go to your doctor, they use something called a BMI, mm-hmm. body mass index, your height and your weight. That's not actually very accurate.
Mm-hmm.
We've had people who showed up very high on their BMI who had less than 8% body fat because they were muscle bound.
Mm-hmm.
We've had skinny older ladies who looked like they could blow away in a strong wind, but they had a high fat percentage.
Mm.
So they were actually at risk. They needed to replace the fat with muscle. So when you're actually looking at what is obesity, for the way that we determine that is by the bioimpedance, which measures the fat percentage in the body, which is accurate within 2%. Actually for females is 30% or over is considered obesity. Anything 40% or above is morbid obesity. For males, it's anything 25% body fat or above, and it's 35% and above is morbid obesity.
For men.
For men. Mm-hmm. So as you're looking at that, it's a very clear type of thing, and people don't like to hear that they're obese.
Mm-hmm. Every new patient that comes in gets our bioimpedance test.
Sure.
We don't like to see those fat percentages.
No, it's
especially after the holidays.
Yes, and people do put on weight during the winter time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's a lot of factors.
To stay warm.
Actually, no.
No. Why?
It stresses on the body. The endocrine system does not function as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you see a drop in the overall endocrine balance of the body. And as it does that, then you start to accumulate fat.
Is that because of the lack of sunshine?
It's a lot of factors. Yeah, just the endocrine system isn't healthy. But also vitamin D. Vitamin mm-hmm. D plays a very critical portion on weight loss. Matter of fact, if you are low on your vitamin D, it's very difficult to lose weight. And if you just get people's vitamin D to their normal levels, people will automatically lose weight. So higher vitamin D content. So those are some of the physiological things that occur. It's a sign that when you put on weight, it's a sign that you're not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
There's something not working right.
Okay.
So determining
what
that is.
It's not just that I ate, like.
Well, like crap? Well, that also throws things off, too. So there's a lot of involvement.
A friend sent on her Facebook, "Why did I eat that Snickers bar?" All the responses, "'Cause it was good." Well, how common, Dr. Prather, is obesity?
It's for adults right now. It's in the United States. It's hitting about 60% of adults, and we find that very true with people who come in.
Mm-hmm.
That it's uncommon nowadays to see people who actually are at a healthy weight,
mm-hmm. healthy body,
yeah.
fat percentage,
and it didn't used to be that way.
No,
mm-hmm. Back in the 70s when they were doing studies on obesity, the rate was about 10 to 15%, and now it's up to 60%.
Wow.
So there's something's going wrong mm-hmm. with America.
Mm-hmm.
Something's going wrong.
How successful are diets?
There have been quite a few different studies. And what they like to do is see what people are in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not a short-term type of thing. We like to think in long terms. And the 5-year scientific study is probably the best indicator. What they found is that 95% of the people who diet are fatter than if they had never dieted at all.
95%?
95%.
Why is that?
In other words, as you diet, you wind up heavier than if you had never dieted at all.
Well, that's not encouraging at all.
So it's as they do the diet, they have initial success, but then they wind up having a higher fat percentage afterwards than if they had never dieted. And one of the problems is it's how you diet.
Mm-hmm.
When you do dieting, the body at the beginning wants to preserve the fat just in case you are really in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So what it does is it eats up muscle. So if you cut down on your calories instead of burning fat, you burn muscle instead.
Mm-hmm.
And so you lose muscle. So you lose weight, but your fat percentage is actually increasing as you lose weight.
Mm.
Which is, it's not your, in other words, when we're looking at obesity, we're not looking at your weight. We're not interested in your weight.
Mm-hmm.
What we're interested in is your fat percentage, and that's what makes the physiological change. As long as you've got a good fat percentage on that, you can get as big as you want to and actually be healthier because you've got more muscle and the body works better.
Mm-hmm.
But if you increase your fat, if you diet, you decrease your muscle, and then what happens is when you go off the diet, you actually put back on the muscle, but you maintain the same body fat percentage. Mm. So you actually wind up fatter, higher percentage of fat than what you were before you started the diet.
And that's why we're not calling our program a diet.
Right.
Because it has the word die in it, D-I-E.
Right.
I heard that from you.
You actually wind up getting fatter in those types of situations. Mm-hmm. So you need to understand scientifically and measure how you're doing to make sure that you are losing fat percentage, not muscle percentage. And if you do it correctly, diets are very, very successful. Mm-hmm. But you need to understand the physiology of the body so that you're not making yourself worse than what you were before.
Well, what is involved in an effective weight loss program?
It needs to be something that's understood. Mm-hmm. You need to measure it, you need to have a plan, and you need to know how the body's off. So if you have a poor functioning endocrine system, you need to have the endocrine system fixed before you can properly lose weight. Mm-hmm. You need to have a good functioning liver. You need to have your vitamin D levels up. There are so many different types of aspects on that need to be looked at, that it really needs to be something that is medically supervised, mm-hmm, to really be effective. And as you can understand that, follow it, measure it, make sure that things are going correctly, then you have an effective means of getting people back to where they need to be.
And so many people don't feel like exercising. And have you noticed, you get their blood work, you start balancing their endocrine system and getting their vitamin D levels balanced where they need to be, they start feeling better. Where
they actually feel like exercising.
I was so excited by one of my patients that I see, and she's terrified of a gym and, you know, exercise, and she, mm-hmm, had some shoulder issues that we were working on. And she came in yesterday. She said, "You won't believe this, but I joined a gym, and I've been there twice this week, you know, on the treadmill." Mm-hmm. And that was just exciting because she was,
sure,
starting to feel better. And, you know, it's very, very important to incorporate the exercise.
Oh, absolutely! Very. It needs to be looked at in a very complete type of way, in a complete program, mm-hmm, and that's really what we're looking at with what we're doing here.
Okay. When we come back, more on the DTS program, weight loss initiative, here at the Prather Practice. You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Well, what is the Gallup report?
The first ever annual report on people's awareness of chiropractic. The Gallup system has never really done a survey on actual chiropractic, mm-hmm, to find out where people are with chiropractic, their understanding.
So what did they find out? How do people view chiropractic?
About 14% of the population on a yearly basis use chiropractors. Mm-hmm. About 50% of all adults have been to a chiropractic, and they have a very positive view of chiropractic. We have the highest satisfaction rate of any healthcare professional.
Mm. Interesting.
With the people who've actually visited us.
Mm-hmm. And experienced it.
And experienced it.
People have a lot of opinion that haven't even gone to one.
Right, and have no idea what it is. Uh-huh. So when they ask people who had not been to a chiropractor, the other 50%, of those, 25% said chiropractic they considered was dangerous. Uh-huh. Have you had any experience with chiropractic? No.
Interesting.
The other group was like, I'm not really quite sure. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of misconception on that. you know, on, mm-hmm. on what's actually going on. And there's a lot of opinions that really don't hold water. You know, one of the things that keeps people away from chiropractic is it safe? Is mm-hmm. this a safe modality? And even a lot of professionals aren't aware of the facts that's associated with that. But according to an independent group called the insurance company, which does, if you are in the insurance business, you know that they are extremely thorough because they're talking about their money. Chiropractic malpractice has the lowest rates of any healthcare professional. Mm-hmm. Nurses have a higher malpractice rate. Dental assistants have a higher malpractice rate. My medical assistant has a higher malpractice rate than I do. Uh-huh. So, you know, the thought patterns on that chiropractic is dangerous. It is actually the least dangerous of all the healthcare systems out there. Mm-hmm. The research is just, you know, overwhelming on the benefit of chiropractic.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
And I'm feeling good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Well, we're talking today about the DTS program, Weight Loss Initiative, here at the Prather Practice. And I have John here. Welcome, John.
Thank you.
And Elaine.
Hello.
Welcome, Elaine.
Thank you.
Both part of the DTS program, part of the team. And let's start with, what is DTS and what does it stand for?
Well, DTS is, like you said, our new weight loss initiative. It stands for Dedicate, Transform, Succeed. It's a whole new weight loss program that we are bringing to the table. What our whole thing is about is we're having medically watched weight loss. Mm. And so it's going to differ from other programs just because we're going to be incorporating blood work. We're going to be incorporating a nurse practitioner. We're going to be taking a look at your whole body. Even before we get started with the program, we want to make sure that you're a candidate for weight loss. A lot of people have tried different programs, have tried different avenues of weight loss, and it could be just a underlying issue. So we want to rule that out, and then we get into the program. So our ideal patient is someone that has had struggles, has had problems.
Mm-hmm. Losing weight.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Can't seem to figure out why they can't lose weight and want a solution to it. Mm-hmm. So again, we approach from the diagnostic standpoint and then go into the weight loss. We want to make sure that they're a candidate, that we get rid of, if it's a thyroid condition, rule that out, mm-hmm. and then we get into the weight loss.
I know in the prior segment I did with Dr. Prather, just talking about the health risk with obesity, mm-hmm. and until the endocrine system can be balanced or the vitamin D levels brought up, it's really hard for people to lose weight. Mm-hmm. So that's great that this DTS program will incorporate blood work and other things. Why, and you explained some of this, John, why do the blood work?
Again, we're looking for underlying issues on why someone may not be losing weight. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure, Elaine, we have done a weight loss program here at the practice, but mm-hmm. we're getting more and more into our own initiative. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure that we have the candidates that can lose weight, that there's nothing going to be stopping them. Mm-hmm. We want them to hit their goals. Mm-hmm. We don't want them to keep coming back and coming back. We want, if you want to lose 20 pounds, you're going to lose 20 pounds. If you want to lose 5 pounds, you're going to lose 5 pounds. If you want to fit into that bikini, then you're going to fit into that bikini.
You can get me in a bikini?
You can get you in a bikini.
At 54? Yeah, all right.
All you have to do is dedicate, transform, succeed.
Yeah, tell me, I love that, DTS. How did you come up with that? Dedicate for the D, mm-hmm. transform, mm-hmm. succeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, honestly, we really sat on that for a long time. We really wanted to find a name that was going to mean something and stick out and that type of thing. And so to go through it, dedicate, obviously, you know, this is a lifestyle change. This is not a temporary thing. So we are dedicated to our patients, but also our patients need to be dedicated to themselves. They need to be ready to make changes, tackle those bad habits that sometimes we slip into, and really be focused. And, you know, no one's perfect, so there are going to be, you know, speed bumps and that type of thing, but really dedicated to the change. And then there's obviously going to be a transformation, not only physically, but mentally and emotionally. Weight loss is it's a big journey for someone to go through. You know, it's, you know, there's a change in the pant size, but also there's usually a lot of emotional and something. It's usually people have been struggling for years, and, you know, it's a transformation of their whole entire life and their bodies and inside outside. And obviously, the end result is for us to see someone succeed as well. So that would be our end goal, for somebody to succeed in every aspect of their wellness.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the specific program, the DTS program. What are the different options for the program?
Yeah, so we've got a couple different options. That's why it's great for anyone who wants to lose 10 pounds to 210 pounds. We can cater to any type of patient. And what's awesome is we've started implementing even programs that are for people that maybe don't need to lose a lot of weight, but are looking for a 7-day meal plan or recipe ideas or that type of thing. So we have HCG programs we've been having for a long time now that come in the 10 and the 14 week.
Let's talk about that first.
Sure.
Okay. So the HCG programs you've been doing, and it's been a very successful outcome.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
What is HCG?
So HCG is a hormone that, as women, we create it when we're pregnant. And what it does is it stabilizes your metabolism and allows you to go down to a low calorie count without burning your muscle. So a lot of people think, well, I need to lose weight, so I'm only going to eat dinner. Well, you're actually doing yourself a disfavor, because you end up burning your muscle rather than your fat. So you end up being more unhealthy than you were when you first started. So
that's why some people end up having more body fat percentage
exactly.
after a diet.
Yes.
Dr. Prather talked about that.
Yep, okay. Definitely. So what the HCG does is it focuses on the fat, whether it be on your belly or your underarms, your face, anywhere. It really focuses on that and gets that body fat percentage down. That's why it's so effective. That's why it's, I mean, just so successful in general. The inches that people lose. I just had a client who lost almost 16 inches. She lost 15 3/4 inches.
Wow.
Under her entire body, which is incredible. I mean,
doing the HCG.
Yep.
It's amazing, as you see people coming in, you know, to the program, and you can just see that fat coming off their bodies, even in their face, and it's real exciting. So that program, you have what weeks? How many weeks are the HCG program?
10 and 14.
Okay. Wonderful. And then there's other parts of the program, too.
Yep.
Let's talk about that.
So the HCG section of the programs is just either 23 or 45, depending on which program you were to choose. But then after that, so what makes our programs full circle is that we make sure that after you lose the weight, we help you maintain it. Most programs out there, they help you lose the weight, and then they send you out into the real world, and hopefully you keep it off, which most people don't, because they're scared to put anything into their bodies. They don't know what to do. And so this is a program that includes the maintenance stage, maintenance and lifestyle change. So this is where our nutritionist will come into play. He will find out what foods you like, what foods you don't like, you know, what sweets you like, and even we can even implement that into your daily life, but you learn more about portion control and that type of thing. And what's cool about the program too is, so the HCG helps set your hypothalamus to a new weight. So when you're hanging around a high weight, that's very frustrating. So we want the new weight to be the new weight that your body hangs around. So we monitor your sugar, starches, and your carbs for the first 3 weeks after you're done with HCG, and that is setting your hypothalamus to that new lower weight. And then from there, it's just maintenance, figuring out what lifestyle change is going to work best for you.
What your triggers might be.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was
trigger happy when I leave work, mm-hmm. leave the parking lot. If I go right, I probably stop at Starbucks. Mm-hmm. If I go left, I go home. Mm-hmm. So I need to be prepared as I'm leaving the office.
Sure. You know, for that trigger. And we talk about that. Emotional triggers, you know.
Sometimes it's just automatic. Yeah. The steering wheel goes right. It's just weird how that works. Yeah. That's great. And you talked about resetting the hypothalamus. Mm-hmm. It's almost like it's tricking the body in some way, you mm-hmm. know, because our body likes to be a certain weight, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And we almost have to trick it mm-hmm. into changing, because it, especially women,
yes,
you know, that fat likes to be on our bodies, you know? and like Dr. Prather shared in the first segment, I mean, obesity, the number one and number two killers, affects, you know, cardiovascular and cancer. So, especially breast cancer. So very important. When we come back, let's talk about some success stories
sure.
with that HCG program, and then we're going to go into more of the DTS Weight Loss Initiative program.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
I went to one nutritionist that was just all raw food. She said, first of all, I want you to juice. I said, okay, juice is not a verb. I don't know what you're talking about. She said, no, for the first month, I want you to cleanse your system. So I want you to drink just juice. I didn't do well with that. She sold me a juice. The third day, I juiced a ham. She called me up. How you doing? I'm juicing. Let me get this Krispy Kreme in here. We'll be good to go. If you're drinking ham juice and your arm goes numb, wait an hour. I'm not a nutritionist, but that's just how I think you should do it.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. We're talking today about DTS, Weight Loss Initiative, here at the Prather Practice, and I have John and Elaine part of that weight loss team. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And DTS standing for Dedicate, Transform, and Succeed. Really like that. We started talking about the different options of the program. That's one thing. There's a lot of different options. And we started with talking about the HCG. We've been doing that over a year here, medically supervised weight loss at the Prather Practice. And Elaine, what would you say is your success rate with that program, with the weight loss program here at the Prather
sure,
Practice?
Sure, sure. Honestly, I would say it's as high as 98%.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and it's comes down to the patient as well. You know, and I'm here for every step of the way, and I really listen to decisions that my patients are making and things that they're struggling with, and I do my best to help them. But at the end of the day, I make sure that they are making the changes they need to. And by the end of the program, I can let them fly the coop, and I can see them years, months from now, and they're still looking great and that type of thing. So,
Well, one thing on that, and then even after the program's done, I know sometimes people have emailed you and just asked for advice on something, and you've always been there, which I think is great as well. Not that necessarily that they're signing up for another program, but even when they're done, they always come back and can ask a question or feel free to stop in, and we enjoy seeing them, and we want to help them in any way to keep off the weight and keep going with their goals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of them move into, we see them, they get massages once a month, or, you know, they're taking care of themselves.
Sure.
They might start up with the Tai Chi, beginning Tai Chi class.
Or even after they lose weight, they start responding better to rehab or chiropractic or acupuncture.
That's true.
Yep.
That is true. And I think one thing, too, do you give the clients your cell phone?
If yeah, they sure do. Okay.
I was like, should I say that? which is great, because I know you've gotten texts. Mm-hmm. Someone might be at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. Hey, Elaine, can I eat this? Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. I have these two choices. Which one would be the better choice? Or, you know, or hey, I just fit into jeans I haven't been able to wear in 15 years, and I just wanted to share that with you, those are my favorite texts to receive, definitely. And,
yeah.
And you've received on the other side of the coin where I've just ate two cupcakes. What should I do?
Yes, definitely. Honesty is key. That's for sure.
and it's just about just resetting yourself and we're all human and we all mess up, but that's something that's great about this program is, hey, you messed up. Let's keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Right. Two steps forward, one back. You're still moving forward, right?
Right.
That's the way I see it.
Right. Yeah. Well, and we figure out, you know, what happened. Was it an emotional trigger? You know, what was it that caused you to take that one mistake, and let's learn from it. Let's, you know, it happened, whatever. I'm not going to personally talk about my holiday. I mean, good grief, I didn't.
Me either.
No one's perfect. And that's the way that we learn, though. You know, that's what makes it the long-term success so high. You know, we figure out what our triggers are and, you know, okay, we made that mistake. Let's not do that again. Did I meal prep? Nope. So you just went to McDonald's. Well, let's meal prep next time, that type of thing. So
plan ahead.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to talk about how the DTS program is different from other programs. But before we do that, let's finish talking about what other parts. We've talked about the HCG program. Mm-hmm. If people can't or don't want to do the HCG, what else is involved in the program? What can they do?
Sure. So with those ones, we have 8, 12, and 16. So those are programs that are more focused on, well, I'll just tell you what they include. So they include a 7-day meal plan. And that's where you
all would, of them do.
Yes. Yep. And that's when you would sit down with our nutritionist, and he would do an interview, figure out what foods you like, what foods you don't like, food intolerances or allergies. He would also ask you, what is your cooking level? Are we talking like PB&J? Are we talking a sous chef? So he knows exactly what kind of recipes to create for you. And then he creates those recipes based on your calorie and macronutrient needs. How much fat? How much protein? Are you trying to lose weight? Are you trying to gain muscle? You know, these programs are for weight loss, yes, but they can be for any wellness goals that you have in mind for yourself as well.
Just eating healthier.
Oh, yeah.
Lifestyle.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Or like, I really love ground turkey, but I'm kind of bored with the recipes that I have. What other things can I do with ground turkey? That's just one example. But, and we would also sit down, I would sit down with the client and figure out what their wellness vision is for themselves, where they see themselves at their peak wellness level, you know, on the ground playing with their grandchildren, being able to climb five flights of stairs without losing their breath, that type of thing.
I remember, and we have a testimony, actually, a gentleman that came from Illinois for the program, and he was an older father and just wanted to be able to go for a bike ride with his 3-year-old daughter and keep up with her. And he did really well, lost over 40 pounds and was able to be very active with her and got back into motorcycle racing, which he hadn't done. because of the extra weight. And it's just exciting see that lifestyle change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. And we also work on goal setting, short-term and long-term. Mm-hmm. I like to have weekly goals and long-term goals. And so that gives them something to push for as well. And it also includes weekly accountability sessions with me. So they would come and see me weekly. If they live in town, they're welcome to come in. I also do have some clients that I do phone consults with them if they do live out of town. So that was always an option. Mm-hmm. And I just ask them one good thing that happened that past week. I always ask because, you know, even if it's small, it's still an accomplishment.
Like, what's good in your life, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I turned down the cupcake or I drank 64 ounces of water. You know, anything is a huge accomplishment, definitely. And then any handouts they might need, whether it's they want a list of low glycemic fruits or high fiber veggies or anything like that, we have handouts for that. And then we also do pre and post body measurements, including a body composition analysis. So what's interesting is some people lose it a lot more in the inches than they do in the weight, especially women. Mm-hmm. And so measurements are very, very important. We get them at the beginning and obviously at the very end. And then we also do a body composition analysis that gives us their body fat percentage, their phase angle, which is, I say, the health and life of your cells, how happy everything is jiving in your body. And then also your BMI and then your extracellular compared to your intracellular water, how hydrated you are. And we can do that as many times through the process as we need to. That gives us a good baseline, how things are going, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And those are 8-week, 12-week, and 16-week.
Got it. Yep.
So let's talk about, you know, what should someone expect from these programs?
Mm-hmm. They can expect results as much as they put into it, they can get out of it. Mm-hmm. We are here for them to use for whatever they need. If they need appetite suppressants or if they're not losing the weight like they want to, well, let's figure out what's going on. Maybe we need additional blood work or maybe we should do a food allergy. Maybe you know, have a food allergy that you have that we're not aware of.
And yeah, and you had mentioned something too. Supplementation mm-hmm. is also included. Mm-hmm. So if someone needs an appetite suppressant, we have some natural mm-hmm. remedies for that, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If there are thyroid issues.
Yep.
And we can go more the supplementation route.
Yeah, I think someone should expect what their goals are, mm-hmm. As long as they're realistic. Of course, we're all about health here at the Prather Practice and at DTS. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that they have those realistic goals. That's why they meet with the wellness coach to set up those goals on that first visit. Mm-hmm. They talk to Elaine. They figure out what they want. And only make sure that's realistic. Because mm-hmm. right. some people, they just don't have a clue really about their body and what they can actually do. Because it's dependent on height. It's dependent on your muscle mass. There's so many factors. But we get those goals for you. We make them realistic. And we make your expectation should be that you're going to hit them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you follow what we give you.
Right. If you don't have a goal, you'll miss it every time,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's important. So somebody listening out there might say, well, how does your program differ from Weight Watchers?
Mm-hmm.
And what would you say to them?
Well, you touched on it at the beginning, and I did as well, that it's just medically watched.
Mm-hmm.
We also include the blood work. People can go right into Weight Watchers or Jenny Craig and just get started. They can be given a diet plan and they can get coaching and everything along those lines. But until you look at the underlying issues, until you look at yourself and your goals, you can have the nicest plane in the world. But if you don't have a destination, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
What's the point of having the plane?
That was good.
So that's how we differ is, again, it's medically watched. We set those goals up, we make sure that they're realistic, and we hold you to them, and then we're giving out, Elaine's giving out her cell phone. Like,
what coach would
do that?
Right.
What coach would, I mean, yeah, you get their email, but who's going to be available at 8 o'clock at night and mm-hmm. shooting in the text? And that's what we offer.
Now, I know on this program, too, counseling can be part of it. Mm-hmm. There's some complimentary services.
Yeah, yeah.
So we need to go to break, but when we come back, let's talk about that. We're okay. talking about the DTS Weight Loss Initiative here at the Prather Practice.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, there is a device you use at your office called the Electrodermal Screening, or EDS. Tell us a little bit about it and why you call it the lie detector for the body.
Well, the Electrodermal Screening Unit is a galvanic skin response unit, and it actually falls under the same category as a lie detector test or biofeedback.
Huh.
So it is actually, we can actually rig our electrodermal screening to actually do lie detector. But it is also a good term on that is a lie detector for the body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're actually, you know a whole list of different types of products that could possibly work in each type of situation. But everybody knows that not everybody responds well to penicillin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people actually have some very negative reactions to it, to death. Some people, it's a lifesaver. Well, that's true of everything. And what the electrodermal screening does is it actually gives you a predetermination on how you're actually going to respond to any type of thing that we might prescribe to you before you actually take it, which is extremely helpful. Now, it's not a diagnostic tool. You know, it is not classified as a diagnostic tool. But as we've gotten the approval from the federal government on the use of it, we use it purely as a means of checking to see the body's response before you would actually take something.
Okay.
So it's a response machine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have to have knowledge beforehand on what products will actually work with each type of condition.
Right.
So we're very dependent upon our lab tests and the gold standard types of diagnostic tests. But then once you've determined that, what do you do with that? Because in our instrument, we have actually 80,000 different products that we can check on.
Wow.
So with that, we can actually find out what's going to work the best for you and how you're going to respond on things before you actually take them.
And what about its effectiveness?
Through clinical studies, they have found that it's 80% accurate, over 80% accurate, which, you know, mm-hmm. was what actually attracted me to it, because there's not too many things that you can actually have that kind of results with.
Right, right. And this electrodermal screening eliminates some of the guessing.
The guesswork is the biggest thing that we're trying to get rid of.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. It's a beautiful. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. We're talking today about the DTS Weight Loss Initiative here at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. Love it. So let's talk about, we've talked about the different programs available. And what I like is there's a lot of variety, you know. So if someone doesn't want to commit to a whole 16-week program, they can commit to the 8-week,
mm-hmm.
and they can always extend it if they want to. Mm-hmm. You know, if they reached a goal and they set another goal, is that correct? They mm-hmm. could extend it.
Sure.
Let's talk about there's some complimentary services.
Yeah.
What are those? What's meant by that?
So we have complimentary services that come with our 12-week and our 16. One service comes with our 12 and two come with our 16. And you have a choice from a few options that are pretty awesome. So the first one is nutritional supplementation. So you get $80 worth of supplementation covered. So that could be an appetite suppressant, or say we find out from your blood work that you have low vitamin D. It could help you with that, or low iron or low iodine, you name it. I mean, we've got how many supplements over in our supplement room?
A lot.
Yes. Yeah. So
at least 8,000.
Yes. So you name it, we can probably help you with it.
And those after blood work's done, correct?
Correct.
And,
yep.
And evaluated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And another option is a stress management consultation. So we all know that life brings a little stress, and sometimes it helps to meet with the counselor to really talk about that. And obviously stress can bring on eating as well, especially if you're a stress eater. And he would sit down with you and talk about some lifestyle factors that could be going on and how to deal with those better and give you some goals to reach and that type of thing, and just kind of help you deal with stress a little
bit. And I think
better.
He talks about the triggers too, correct?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And actually Art himself did the program, so he knows what's entailed.
Went off his diabetic medicine.
He sure
did. It.
Yeah.
Awesome. So we got nutritional supplementation, stress management, consultation, and what else?
And also, another option is a 90-minute massage. Which
I'll take it.
Yep. Which, that is with one of our licensed massage therapists, and you have a choice of a deep tissue massage, a Swedish massage, a myofascial release, hot stone, or reflexology. And the reflexology is only offered on a 60-minute, but it's wonderful. And we have three different massage therapists that all have different styles. They are all wonderful. You might want to treat yourself after you reach one of your goals. And yeah, I mean, it's our spa is beautiful and it's a very relaxing, and so that would be a good option.
I love this last one.
Yes. Yeah. This one's really cool. So our fourth option is a guided grocery store visit. So you would go with one of our nutritionists to the grocery store, and you need to pick a grocery store within 20 miles of our Prather practice.
We're close to Market District.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of options there.
Yes. Yeah. And he would go with you to the grocery store and just help you pick out different food options that might be healthier. You know, we always, like, say you are looking at loaves of bread. It's hard to figure out what might be. Do I go whole grain? Do I go wheat? He just kind of gives you different options that might be better or more suitable to reach your goals. Now, the items are purchased by the client. It's not included in the DTS package. FYI.
Exactly. Where my mind went.
But he would just guide you through it and, you know, answer any questions that you might have about the grocery store. Yeah.
So those complimentary services are just added in. And if you do, is it the 16-week program, you get two of those.
Yes.
That's
awesome. Yeah.
I like that.
So you kind of pick if you want a massage, and
I've already picked my two.
Yeah.
Great. Let's talk about what someone can expect in that first appointment.
Sure.
And they'll meet with you, Elaine, first.
Yep.
The whole team's involved. They'll also meet with our nutritionist. But in the initial consult, which is free, they meet with you.
Yes.
Why don't you talk a little bit about that initial consultation?
Sure. So I have them fill out a packet first and foremost before I even meet with them. And that has some general questions. You know, what are your goals? What programs have you chosen? Or what was your success with those? That type of thing gives me a kind of a baseline of where we're going. We would do a BCA, and kind of that gives me some stats as far as where your body's at. But the most important part is I go in there, I introduce myself, obviously, and then I sit down and I explain that this is a time for the client to really share where they've been, where they want to go, what things they have in mind for themselves. And, you know, I can read it off of paper, but it's much better just to have a one-on-one conversation, really figure out what they're looking for. And it gives me a chance to ask them some pointed questions and that type of thing. It's basically a sit-down conversation, get to know each other. It's very relaxed, very just kind of, you can ask me any questions, that type of thing.
Well, I think people are very comfortable with you.
Oh, good.
That's what I hear, and that helps, you know.
Definitely. So. And then I would explain our different programs and what they entail and figure out which one might be the best fit and kind of go from there. And I would prefer and highly suggest getting blood work done that first day so we can see how things look. And
and that's definitely something we can do that first day once
definitely.
They sign up.
Yep.
And then there's an accountability weekly, if they choose that program, weekly meetings.
Yes.
With you, the wellness coach.
Yep.
Tell us about the importance of that.
Sure. I think we all know that if we're trying to reach a goal, whether it be a finance goal or whatever, it helps to have someone keep us accountable, to mm-hmm. be like, you know, let's get on the scale, or what's your bank account look like, you know, you name it. And so it really helps to sit down and I can see you face to face and how are things going? Oh, it was a rough week. Or, hey, I did this and it was awesome. That type of thing. And we get on the scale, see where the scale's at. It gives you a chance to ask me any questions and just set goals for the next week as well. It gives you something to really strive for the next 7 days and mm-hmm. something to work towards. And, yeah, just a chance to...
I think you help people put things in perspective. Like from little victories to mess ups and saying, hey, it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. Let's keep going. Mm-hmm. To, hey, like you said, I didn't eat a cupcake.
And yeah.
Celebrating that little
sure.
victory.
Yeah.
That's what's great about accountability is you may not, as a client, you may not see it as something that great, or you can see it as something very horrible, and you help them say, hey, that's wonderful, or hey, let's keep moving. It's
sure.
all right.
Sure. And yeah. even, like I said, even if you live out of state, we can do phone consults over the phone mm-hmm. and talk over the phone. And yeah, I mean, there's tons of options.
Important.
Yep.
So when does the nutritionist get involved in the patient's program, depending on that? Is that from the very beginning or?
Yeah, so the ones without HCG, mm-hmm. the three without, he gets involved right at the beginning. Mm-hmm. So he's going to go in and do that interview, find out what foods you don't like, what foods, because we want you to be successful. If we're giving you foods you don't like if you don't like tuna or what have you, you're not going to be successful. You're going to find an excuse mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. not eat that. So that's why we do the interview, and then that next appointment, you'll have that 7-day meal plan all set for you, and then we go from there.
Yeah, and I know he spends quite a bit of time on those meal plans for people.
Yeah, gives a lot of options.
Very pleased with those.
Yeah, a lot of options, so people can't mm-hmm. just say, I'm sick of this food, you know? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, and it's like a chicken. Yeah. We had a client who loved Fritos. That was like her thing.
Oh.
And so, you know, we take this and we make it realistic. We're not just going to cut out Fritos if that was like, you know, so we found pita chips were a healthier option. So he found a way to implement pita chips into her 7-day meal plan.
Ah. So, and did she?
Yeah. She loved it.
Those?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just the crunch.
Yep.
You yeah. need some. To crunch. Mm-hmm. So what if someone messes up? And you've talked about that a little bit, you know, or they don't make that wellness session with you.
Mm-hmm. The wellness sessions are very, very important. And I can look at my past clients and compare the ones that had wellness sessions mm-hmm. that came in and were very accountable. And then I can compare to ones that people that didn't come in. And obviously, the success of people that came in and saw me weekly was much higher. It gives me a chance to, you know, you get on the scale and they're up 3 pounds. Okay, so what happened? Mm-hmm. So it gives us a chance to really, you know, keep them accountable. And,
yeah. You know, and you've even found, and it's nice because we have a team here, mm-hmm. something they put on their skin, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, yeah.
That affected their weight mm-hmm. at that time.
Sure.
Which is important. Mm-hmm. And I think by collaborating with other team members and our nutritionists and our doctors, our nurse practitioner, mm-hmm. you were able to figure out mm-hmm. what it was. Mm-hmm. And then it was, you know, something. Because I know with the HCG program, you really have to watch for any oils,
oh, yeah.
correct?
Very sensitive to oils and fats and cooking or any of your makeup and that type of thing. Yep.
Yeah. How important do you think that collaboration, you know, as a team is for the patient?
Oh, it's wonderful. I mm-hmm. mean, there have been many times where a patient might ask me, so what do you think about this? And honestly, I don't know. And it's nice to be like, well, I don't know, but let me find out for you. And mm-hmm. I ask our nutritionist, or I ask Dr. Prather, I ask you. I mean, there's it's so nice to have, instead of being like, I don't know, maybe Google it, you know? No, let me figure out what is going to be, what's going to be best. And because yeah. usually our patients are, you know, Dr. Prather knows most of my patients that I'm working with, so mm-hmm. he knows their cases and what's going on. So
if someone's listening out there and interested, and this is one of their goals,
sure.
weight loss, what would you say to them?
Come on in.
Okay. Yeah. Are we offering anything for them?
We are. So if you walk in and during your first phone consult here at the office, you mention our radio program, we will give you $50 off your program.
Wonderful.
So, yeah.
All right.
Come on in and see us.
Well, thank you, Elaine. Thank you, John.
Yep.
The DTS program, Weight Loss Initiative here at the Prather Practice. And you can call us at 317-848-8048 for more information and sign up for your free consultation. If you mention the radio show, we'll give you $50 off any of our programs.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.